The therapeutic benefits of support animals are well documented. Online document mills, though, are making it easy for just about any animal to qualify and difficult for condo associations to refuse. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has today's reality check. Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I tell you, with this thing, on one hand, you can understand that people who love their animals, whatever they are, whether they're chickens or you know, a cat, that the emotion they feel and the bond between them is an important thing. But then how does that translate into associations, condo associations, for example, that say, we don't want to have pets? And
yeah,
that's really the bottom line.
A fascinating story. It's from Denby Fawcett. And, you know, we should make a distinction between service animals, which I think most of us all are familiar with, particularly dogs helping the blind. Although it turns out from Denby's story, apparently miniature horses also qualify as service animals. So there's that, but there's also emotional support animals. And in this case, this is really a conundrum for townhouses, other homeowner associations. What if you do? What if a tenant actually has a pet that is not normally considered a typical pet? And in this case, she brings up pet chickens. And she actually interviewed a woman in Hawaii Kai that has two pet chickens for emotional support. And I'm not making this up. One of them is called Shoyu, and the other one is called Musubi. And she takes them to the beach and she takes them to the park. Well, that's fine, but there's folks in her townhouse that complain that they make noise. Where do you draw the line on this?
And that seems to be the bottom line question, which is causing consternation for that association, but asking also a bigger question of what is it that we expect from animals? I mean, don't we all get emotional support from the animals that we love?
Yeah, apparently they're very sweet, according to the woman. But the frustration for someone who is a rental property manager is that these online, you know, I mean, you can get anything online these days, right? Somebody sets something up, they charge you a fee. Well, sure enough, this guy actually tried to register a pretend pygmy elephant named Donut and absolutely got the certification online. There was even the offer to send an emotional support animal vest for the animal to wear to say that, you know, I'm here for emotional support. So his point, and it's a very good one, is this is really being abused. In fact, there is no government registry about support animals, although the Federal Fair Housing Act, I should say, does recognize service animals. But this is a big problem that's getting out of hand
and allowing a lot of people to do an end run. So where is it going from here?
Well, it's a good question. There's some concern as to whether we should set up at least some sort of regulation to make sure that you can actually register these emotional support animals, similar to service animals. And maybe that would help crack down. But with people abusing things on the internet, it's very difficult to, one, bust those people for what they're doing, or be able to recognize whether they are legitimate or not. So until that problem is solved, people will still be having chickens in their townhouses as pets.
Evidently. I'm just glad I don't have to clean up after them. Thanks, Chad.
You're welcome.
Every day we bring you a reality check with Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Chad Blair.